There are various masks we throw on. One for the public, one for our close friends, one for our family. But the real face lies underneath them all. Some say we reveal it to our soulmates, slowly as all the others peel off. Will this person like what's underneath? You never know. But then if they are the right one, should they not love you for who you are?
Veronica Kilter, a 28-year-old, respectable, and well-educated woman. An artist by day, Veronica's clients are the upper class. But as Atlanta's economy has been on a downward spiral for the last 2 years, Veronica's livelihood has been on the downfall. And this is where we meet her.
Mr. Glover! Good morning. To what do I owe this visit?
Good morning, Veronica. Just thought I'd stop by your studio, see if there's anything new that you've painted.
Well, there's not much since you came last time.
Why not?
I haven't really had any commissions. You might as well be my only remaining client.
Oh, my dear.
Yeah, that's how bad it's gotten.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Veronica.
Nah, it's all right.
I mean, I've heard tenants in this very building are unable to cover their own rent with the crisis that's at hand. Are you...
Yeah, I'm good for now. Shall we?
Good to hear. Yes, of course. Oh, my. Well, this is new, isn't it? I love the fine strokes.
This is something I did 2 years ago. Have you not seen this before?
You know, I might have. You know, in my old age, I barely remember anything. Unless I have it where I can see it someplace every day.
Yeah, I get that.
And so Veronica manages to make her first sale in 5 months. Mr. Glover, being the multimillionaire that he is, pretty much considers the price tag on the artwork small change. Veronica knows that it'll pay her rent for another year.
Thanks, Mr. Glover. I'll have this sent to your mansion.
Not the mansion, dear. The penthouse, please.
Done.
Done indeed. See you later.
Bye, Mr. Glover.
Say, Veronica, if I may, how old are you again?
I'm 28.
That's right. You're nearly 30. And I hate being so blunt, but seeing as how I do consider you a daughter, how come no man has claimed you yet?
Well, let's just say I'm not a piece of art.
Oh, please. A beautiful girl like yourself.
Then I guess no one has really been able to meet the price.
As Mr. Glover walks away, the well-practiced smile on Veronica's face falls as she closes the door. We hear Veronica sigh and the door bolt. A woman of high class such as Veronica would normally have her daily routine, working out in the morning, followed by a morning nutrition routine, and ending with a cold shower. The morning would then finish with calls to potential art galleries, which usually exhibited her artwork, and to see if there were any potential clients.
Hello? Yeah. Wait, I thought the Fahrenheiter exhibit would end on Thursday. Yeah, well, at least that's what the lady on the phone told me last week. Oh, right. Popular demand. Yeah, I get it. Well, let me know when the slot will be open. Thanks. Bye. Oh, well. Rochelle, how's it going? Yeah, not too bad myself. What you got for me, girl? A cafe? Oh, the big one by the corner on 53rd? Nice. Sure, when? Yeah, I could come check it out. Say an hour? What did the owner say? Alrighty. Catch you soon. Finally, some good news.
And that meeting at the cafe would be the one that would change Veronica's life forever.
Rochelle!
Veronica, hi!
Ugh, you know I can't breathe in your python embrace, right?
Oops, sorry. Habit.
I've missed you.
I've missed you too,
bitch.
You never call me. You never ask if we can go out. Not mojitos, no virgin mojitos. Neither of us are virgins for that matter.
Ha ha ha. No, I've been busy with work. Plus, my nights, I'm always out.
Huh? What are you up to? Prowling alleyways? You turned into a hooker, didn't you?
Wish. Actually, no, I started robbing banks.
Good one. So, how do you like the place?
I like it. It's got character. Way more than Misty's art gallery, that's for sure.
Have you seen the number of Instagram followers this place has?
No.
Let me show you.
Wow, 2 million?
A whole lot more people come in here than any art gallery girl. Jake's gonna have artist work displayed on these teak walls soon, and he's gonna make sure that the place promotes the artists.
That's cool. Who's Jake?
I'm Jake.
Veronica turns around and sees Jake Hanley, the 40-something-year-old owner of Hanley Cafe. Veronica's eyes widen as she takes in the 6-foot man, who is a modern-day Denzel.
You must be Veronica.
Yes, I am.
So nice to finally meet you. Rochelle here has told me so much about you, and I've seen some of your work. You got an interesting style. Wild on the brush edges, but it complements the subjects you paint.
Thank you. I guess you're referring to Violin in Red?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
That's one of my older works.
In that case, I can't help but wonder what your recent work must look like.
Veronica blushes and is glad that she decided to apply a bit more makeup than usual. She notices the way Jake's lips move as he speaks, the articulation and subtle masculine gestures his body makes with each turn.
So I'm really interested in showcasing your paintings in the main lobby. Rochelle's a great friend of mine. We've known each other for what, 7 years? She speaks so highly of your talents.
7 years, huh? Funny that I'm just hearing about you. So, main lobby? Isn't that like...
Well, we serve at least 500 customers on a good Friday night, including some of Atlanta's elite. They usually occupy the meeting room, and we've pretty much sold last season's batch of paintings.
All of them?
Yes, all of them.
I know the city's on a crisis, but if you really tap into a client's mind with the proper coffee and ambiance, I think that'll take their minds off their immediate problems. Help them admire the art around them better and maybe even purchase them. I want the city's artists to benefit from this venture.
Well, I'm down. I have some art in my studio and I could send you a few pictures. Actually, it's on my Instagram.
What's your handle?
At Veronica Kilter Art.
As Jake pulls out his phone and searches for Veronica's Instagram, Veronica's eyes look him up and down. She closely observes his reaction as he sees her artwork, and her heart begins to beat faster.
This is amazing. Rochelle, how soon can Graham draft up a contract?
Let me talk to him.
Sweet, thanks. Keep me in the loop. Veronica, it was great meeting you. I'm sorry I gotta make a move. Got a few meetings this morning, but I really look forward to seeing you soon.
As he smiles and shakes Veronica's hand, her heart does a double beat, and butterflies swarm her stomach.
By the way, red's really your color. Compliments your eyes.
Oh my goodness.
What?
He is totally into you.
Nah, that was just...
I've known Jake for 7 years, and he's never complimented a girl the first time he meets them.
You've known him for 7 freaking years, and I hear about him now?
Well, timing's everything. Did he just follow you on Instagram?
Let me check. Oh, yes, he did.
Totally into you. Look at you all blushing.
I'm not. But he is hot.
Catch the man, girl. You got time to grab some coffee? It's on the house.
Do they have jade citrus green tea?
Yeah.
Sorry, I need to take this.
Sure, I'll grab the drinks.
Hello?
V, it's on Wednesday night.
That soon?
Things have been arranged. We've been given the green light.
And the floor plans?
Master got everything. Kindle delivered.
That's good to hear. Is Wednesday when the traffic is least?
Yes, as per your request.
Good, thank you. I'll be there.
The location has been sent to your phone.
Hold on. I got it. I'll see you then.
Ooh, what's happening Wednesday night?
Just a meeting with another customer. Gotta keep options open.
Well, some options you just gotta lock down as soon as possible. Jake.
Shut up.
Rochelle could see that Veronica shared mutual attraction towards Jake as he did to her. In Rochelle's mind, it was the perfect match. And she frequently said so during their coffee. But what was on Veronica's mind was far more complicated. As Veronica sips her wine, her mind drifts to Jake. For the first time in years, she finds herself thinking of a man.
Oh my. Hello? Rochelle? Hey, he just texted me. Who? Jake, that's who. Well, he says it was nice meeting you today, and the usual, you know, what do I say? Yeah, I don't know. Have I followed him back on Insta? Well, no, not yet. Yeah, I was going to, but then we had tea and I got distracted. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Thanks. All right, see ya. Hey, it was great meeting you too. So looking forward to working together. No. So, looking forward to having my art at your cafe. It's gorgeous, BTW. Thank you. I look forward to it too. Would you be down to meet up this Wednesday night just for a coffee to chat over the details? I'm sorry. Wednesday night is packed. Can we do later? Later this week is packed for me too. Tuesday? Oh, lol, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow works for me. See you then.
As Veronica eagerly waits for the following evening, she heads to the shower. And for the first time, she feels something that she hasn't felt in years. An attraction. A sexual tension. As Veronica gets ready for bed, she receives another call.
Unknown number. Hello?
This is the Master speaking.
Yes, Master. What's happening?
I believe you received the call earlier this evening regarding Wednesday.
Yeah, I did.
Good. I need you to take the lead on this assignment. The strokes have to be perfect. There cannot be any flaws. And if there should be any brushes out of order, please get rid of them.
I'm sorry, get rid of them?
As per your request, the traffic is leased on Wednesday. I appreciate your concerns for not wanting to ruin the canvas. But if something were to happen, the canvas needs to be torn and discarded. The assignment matters. We have risked too much to go back.
Yes, I understand.
Very good. We will see you on Wednesday night.
As Veronica settles into bed, her thoughts are racing, but the next morning when she wakes up, she will have forgotten all of her anxieties. However, it wouldn't be long before life started throwing things her way, which makes Veronica question her own life decisions.
Hey.
So, how's it going?
We're meeting up this evening.
Woohoo!
Shush.
I want to be the godmother, all right?
Woman, we're talking business.
Yeah, business. Give me a break. What are you doing? Are you getting ready?
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom, just putting my makeup on.
Hey, am I on speaker?
How else do you think I'm applying makeup?
Well, at least you live alone. I was talking about some sexual stuff on the phone with Alexandra the other day. Didn't realize I was on speaker until she told me after I had spilled all the positions I tried the night before. Yeah, go ahead, laugh. Anywho's, let me know how it goes. And Veronica?
Yeah?
He's a good guy. Give him a chance.
We'll see. I'll call you later. Gotta go. Bye. Hi. Is Jake in?
Mr. Hanley, are you Veronica?
Yes, I am.
This way, please. He reserved this area for the two of you. Said he'll join you soon. Would you like anything while you wait?
Surprise me?
Okay, will do.
Keep it calm, Veronica.
Veronica, hey.
Jake.
Bring it in. I'm a hugger.
Oh.
Please, sit. Did you order anything?
I told the waiter to surprise me.
Well, if you don't like whatever they bring, I'm gonna fire them.
Oh, don't do that because of me.
I'm just kidding.
Ooh. For a moment there, I thought an employee's future depended on my taste buds.
Well, technically, all of our jobs depend on our customers' taste buds.
And you seem to have very good taste. I love the ambiance here, but I have yet to taste your coffee.
I'm excited for you to check it out. So, I've heard a lot about you from Rochelle. She's always used to tell me about her artist friends, but I never, imagined you this way.
What way?
I didn't imagine you this beautiful.
Jake's bluntness was Veronica's weakness. Right from that moment on, every word that fell out of Jake's mouth had Veronica hooked. It was a hook she enjoyed being on. While the feeling was as foreign as a drink that was tasted eons ago, the faded familiarity of it stirred all the right emotions. And although she didn't want to admit it to herself, Veronica was falling for Jake.
I'm sure you bump into loads of women more beautiful than me.
Well, it's different.
Different how?
Not every beautiful lady is an artist.
Your interest in art, how'd that start?
Well, I'm a painter myself. Or I was, actually, until I had an accident.
Oh my, your hands?
Yeah. You see, after my accident, my hands were permanently damaged and the delicate task like painting, I couldn't do any longer. So, I had to give it up. Now I admire the talents of the group of people I used to belong to. And I know what it's like to be a struggling painter back in the day.
So that's why you wanted to start this venture?
Yeah. I mean, the cafe's doing well, and so are my other businesses. Surprisingly, I've been making a fortune out of this place, and I've always wanted to provide artists with a platform that I never had, so here we are.
That's thoughtful of you.
You ain't really a boss until you start giving back.
So you aren't taking any profits from the artist's work?
Zero from my end. Whatever transaction, the entire profit belongs to the artist.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I wanted to talk to you about your work, Veronica. I was going through some of it on Instagram, and it's just, I don't know, the style reminds me of my childhood for some reason.
Is that a good thing?
Very. How'd you learn to paint?
I didn't. I'm self-taught. My major was in applied physics, believe it or not, but I've always been an artist ever since I was a child. And when my parents passed away, I realized there wasn't anyone to please doing applied physics, so I embraced arts once more. And, yeah.
What happened to your parents, if I may ask?
Oh, I don't mind, actually. They had a mountaineering accident. I was 21 and halfway through college when it happened. My parents and I, we were never close. I was sent to boarding school while the two of them traveled.
Sorry to hear that.
And you?
Raised by a single mom who I still take care of. She means everything.
That's sweet.
I'm also a pit bull person. I'm sure it's obvious from my Instagram posts.
I noticed.
Favorite painter?
Raphael.
Michelangelo myself.
You look like a Michelangelo person.
I thought you'd be more of a Da Vinci or a Picasso. Your style kind of swings between the two.
Does it really? I've always felt they were overrated.
You're surprised, ma'am.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Go on.
Oh my goodness. What is this?
Liberica.
What? That's the rarest coffee on the planet.
How is it?
It's amazing.
Guess I won't have to fire my employee.
I mean, this... wow.
It's my favorite as well.
No wonder. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You said you still take care of your mom, right?
I do.
Have you ever done anything that she wouldn't be proud of?
Tough question. I guess I might have. When I was younger, I got into street fights, got caught thieving, nothing too bad. I did have a phase where I was kind of an asshole. But I guess I've changed. What about you?
Yeah. Lots.
We've all done things we regret. Doesn't make us any less as long as we follow a righteous path, I guess.
Right.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah?
So Rochelle told me that you've been single for quite a while.
That is not a question.
Ah, well. What I'm asking is, do you have anyone special in your life?
No. Not for a long time.
Why not? Girl like you?
Exactly. Girl like me.
Come on. Tell me.
I tend to push people away.
Why is that?
I don't really know. Either they aren't my type, or I'm not really interested because I know they can't handle my lifestyle. But mostly it's because I feel they wouldn't accept me as I am.
Hmm. Self-deprecating much?
No, I mean, it's tough to explain. You know, like, you worry, what if they saw you through your own eyes? Would they still want to spend their life with you? Just that sort of thing.
You're an artist, a great one at that. And from the few minutes I've known you, you seem like a really decent girl. What's there not to like?
If only you knew. Those were the words that bounced in Veronica's mind as she simply smiled in response to Jake's question.
Hold on. I'm sorry, I really need to get this.
Sure.
The assignment moved up to tonight.
What? Why?
The master's orders.
He called me last night and we agreed on Wednesday. Low traffic. Plus, I'm in the middle of a meeting.
I'm sorry. I'm just relaying the message. We need you. Same location. 1 hour.
What's wrong?
I'm so terribly sorry, but I have to go. It's this meeting that was supposed to be tomorrow, but it's this guy from out of town and his schedule changed to tonight.
That's fine. We can pick up whenever you're available next.
You sure?
Totally.
I don't know. I feel so guilty.
Don't be.
Okay. Thank you for understanding.
Yeah, no problem.
I have to go. Good night, Jake. Thanks for the coffee.
My pleasure. Good night, Veronica.
When the light has gone and all the night has fallen, when the last bird sings goodnight, when the saddest songs inside your heart come calling, let it lead you home to, let it lead you home to me.
With the heaviest of hearts, Veronica walks away from Jake, wishing she could tell him the truth. Her heart aches at having to cut their meeting short. Her emotions run high. But the assignment is important. It's something she cannot back away from. Veronica, dressed in blue overalls, walks into the deserted alleyway and stops. Veronica hears footsteps behind her and spins around. She comes face to face with Tyler, a tattooed stick of a man. Like Veronica, he is dressed in blue overalls and canvas shoes. Painter costumes.
Took you long enough.
I was at a meeting.
I know. Sorry to have broken it off.
Why was this pushed up? Doesn't this change all our plans? There's a lot of planning that goes into these pieces of art.
And then, out of the shadows, comes the Master, a man with what is called deep, evil eyes. He approaches Veronica.
Everything was pushed up because the artwork changed. The assignment has changed completely.
What? How?
We are improvising this one, and we need your skills.
Couldn't Kendall or Gyro have done this? Improv is more their thing.
Yes, my dear, but seduction is yours, is it not? Shall we begin?
Where's the crew?
Waiting in the van. Let's go.
What's with the bandanas? Aren't masks our thing?
Desperate jobs, desperate measures. We will create art so well that the media cannot ignore us this time.
What happened to stealth?
You mean smoothness?
I didn't sign up for this.
What's the matter, V? Something on your mind? Are you angered that we pulled you away from your date?
That's got nothing to do with this.
Really? It seems as if it does.
I don't like last-minute changes like this. So much can go wrong.
Not if you focus. The key element of any artwork depends on whoever lays the first stroke. And you, my child, hold the brush.
Where's my toolkit?
Kendall?
Here you go.
Red's your color, isn't it? At least, Jake seems to think so. Oh, what's the matter? Am I pulling on a heartstring? Remember, you owe me, so let's paint.
Come on, girl. Let's paint.
Veronica knew that she needed to comply. For her sake, and for the sake of whatever her future is. Be it business or personal or a relationship with Jake. She knew she was in too deep with this.
Kendall, what's the deadline?
2 a.m. It's least traffic on a Tuesday. The best time for a philosophical painting.
V, have you been practicing your strokes?
Poor V. Ain't got no practice other than... I was just playing.
Nice. Good chokehold, V. But it's time to focus. Let's begin, shall we?
Of course. Any big brushes?
Only if necessary. Small strokes should do the job.
Got it. So, anyone want to tell me where the assignment is?
The Bank of Atlanta,